Radio 1.
Okay, it's 10 past 6. And it's time for the honesty game on Radio 1. We're all here. Chopper.
Yes.
Colin.
Hello.
Laura.
Yeah.
Okay, any question that you want to ask us, let us know what it is on 81199. It's the same old questions every week. Come on. Do your best, people. Let us have your questions. 81199. Right, remember, we all get one pass each, okay? Just one pass through the whole game. All the other questions, we have to answer total 100% honest. It's just a way of getting to know the Radio 1 DJs and the team a little bit more. You found one that you quite like there, haven't you?
I'm writing down the number. Richard Smith will be ringing you back.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Laura.
Where are you, Laura?
I'm in Leicester.
What's your question on the honesty game?
Have you ever said to a singer that their music was crap?
To their face, I'm presuming she means. Colin.
All the time.
Who?
Just if I don't like it, I don't like it. So they go,
what, to their face?
You're going to play that record?
Not on the radio, to their face.
What's different? Music's different than whether you like them as a person. I have a mate called Gary now, lives out in Hong Kong, right? And he's in a local band called Morph. And they did quite well locally, but I wouldn't play them. So I didn't like them. And we became really good mates, you know?
So did you tell him that his music was rubbish?
Yeah, I said, well, he said, why don't you play my record? I don't like it.
Right.
Then we had a conversation, he found out he was a Liverpool fan. He had a couple of tickets for a match and became quite good friends.
So even though you told him his music was bobbins, you're still quite good mates with him?
Yeah.
Right.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm completely two-faced with everybody.
But this is coming from the man who likes Moose Tea. Who's he going to tell is rubbish?
Yeah, that's,
he's probably going to go Matt Bellamy from Muse. To be honest, I'm not quite getting it. But here's the Moose Tea album. It's not going to happen.
My answer is yes. About 4 years ago at a student night to Wigfield, who was...
She's a dirty bit. She, I for a joke once, asked her to sign my chest. And you know one of those things, you mate? Ask Wigfield to sign your chest. Yeah. It was at Gay Pride in London. She was singing at Gay Pride. She signed the top of my chest, but then the pen, she made it streak the whole way down to the top of the pubis.
I was told not to touch her skin. This is at a gig in Lincoln. And then she went on, mimed Saturday Night, and then did the other one, whatever it was called, When I Think of You. Dropped the microphone, but miraculously, the music, the singing just carried on. Mm. Then afterwards, there was a bit of a fracas with me and her in the bar afterwards, because she does like a drink.
Well, like a fight?
Almost. Yeah. She was waiting for me outside the gents.
Yeah, but that was, you didn't do that to her face, though, did you?
Yes.
You went, I thought you went on stage, slagged her off, but
she was
still in the building,
but
and
then,
you didn't know that,
no,
and then she had a go at you.
When she came to the gents to find me, she was like, why are you saying my music is crap?
Oh, did you windmill punch?
Had a few had a few wines by then. I was like, well, so you weren't very good, were you, love? So that kind of counts, right?
When I was knocking about Northern Ireland, and I was a print journalist, and there was a really bad local comedy show, still on, and you know those ones that you get in the local television, and they just take the SH1T out of your own humour, your own accents,
yeah,
and all. I'm not a big fan of that, you know. And I seen this guy in the garage, and I thought, if I don't say this to him, I'll regret it. So I went, I just want you to know, I think you're offensive and rah-rah. 2 weeks later, I got the job working for the session in Northern Ireland at Radio 1. He was two desks away.
Oh, no.
And there he was. I'm like this, loving the show. Everyone thought I had a big nose and big ears for the first 2 months of session in Northern Ireland, because I had one of those disguises on all the pictures.
Laura?
What was the question?
She's useless at this.
About saying that a singer's crap to their face.
No, I'm a professional.
No, okay. Right, next question. Hello, Radio 1.
Gareth from Wigton.
What's your question?
What's the strangest place you've had got it on with? Go ahead, on, and...
And again, what's the question?
What's the strangest place you've got it on with somebody?
Well, I got there in the end.
I thought he died during that, I think.
I was a bit worried. I was going to call an ambulance. What's the strangest place you've ever got it on with somebody with? I'll tell you where. Junction 15, the Marlborough exit. The Marlborough exit of the M4. Colin.
No, come on. So was it...
Just a bit of outdoor, you know.
Was it a fiddle or was it...
Junction 15?
Mm.
Right. What, in a lay-by?
Yeah, just off the M4.
All right, okay.
Is Junction 15 a usual haunt for...
No, that's what I'm wondering. Are you just flashing your headlights? Left your boot open?
No.
Is that a signal?
No.
Leaving your boot open?
Well, I did a documentary in Dorgan. It's all
that's why I'm asking you, is it?
With the light on inside your car.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, what light you put on tells them what foot you kick with and all that, so...
What are you talking about?
It's very over-glamorised, because Dorgan attracts criminals, you know, because they try and avoid the police doggers, then criminals know they can come there, so it's actually quite serious. It's not really that advisable.
I've not been dogging.
You did? You have? Junction 15, everyone knows. That's where the main dogging spot is in the UK.
No, I was...
Dogger. You and Stan.
I was with Phil from EastEnders.
No, I wasn't. Leslie Grantham.
No, I wasn't.
Stan Collymore.
I was with...
And one of Hale and Pace, but I'm not sure which one. They're not doggers.
It was with somebody I knew. I wasn't random.
Okay. Me? Mm. Kind of just by the beach in Scarborough, but it was
romantic.
It was more in kind of like a bush.
Okay.
With a bush.
Would you like to kind of embellish that at all?
No, the question was, what's the strangest place? Right. I would say just in a bush by the beach at Scarborough.
Was it during Scarborough Fair?
No.
Okay. Check.
Colin.
Disused minefield. It's one of the... I went for one of those walks you go on, you know, and then you find somewhere.
You would have to keep very still, wouldn't you?
Well, we didn't.
It'll be
was
rolling
only when
over.
When we left, we seen a sign that said...
Don't come in here, the dangerous mines.
They'd found some unexploded something or other from the Second World War in that field. Wow. I don't know how I can word this daytime radio. We didn't go in there and... What that guy said. It just... Why did I say this? Hands... Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah.
And I thought, what if the conclusion of that had set it off? that's the weird one.
Laura?
When I was quite a lot younger, I got it on with one of my friends in...
Scarborough?
Their friend's mum and dad's shed.
House. Where was that?
In York.
Oh. Top of the Flymo.
Right, we'll ask some more questions, please. 81199, we have to answer them honestly. We get one pass out each.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
81199. This is Khalees.
It's a Swindon turn-off, by the way.
It's not, it is Marlborough. For sure, 15, 16, Swindon, Marlborough, whatever you want.